We,
Sonia,
and Janooni are a couple of pals studying science in undergrad. We are not professionals.
Though every episode is meticulously researched, mistakes do happen.
If you notice that anything,
and we mean anything,
we state is inaccurate, please let us know.
Your comments, suggestions, and queries are important in furthering our personal and audience's understanding of science.
Thanks for being a part of this discussion.
We appreciate you.
We really do.
Bop bop, beep it up bop. Hello!
Hey.
It's Janooni.
And Sonia.
And this is Beaker Bros.
Welcome back for another episode.
Where we drink out of beakers.
Because we're bros. Clink.
Dink. I had apple juice and Sonia had...
a water bottle.
Water bottle. Close enough, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, how you doing?
I am swell. How are you?
It's been a week, but we're doing okay.
I was going to say, did you enjoy the nice sunny day?
I did. Well, today?
Not today. Yesterday? 2 days ago. This week. There's 2 days this week that it was really sunny.
When I went outside, it was sunny, so maybe those are the days that you're talking
yep.
about. I went on a walk.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
Now, my next question is, did you wear sunscreen?
No.
Oh.
I have sunscreen, though.
You did?
I didn't wear it.
Oh.
So, I guess.
She's like, I had it.
I got it, but didn't.
But no.
Did you wear sunscreen this week?
No, I don't have sunscreen.
And here you are judging me.
But for our viewers, our listeners at home, wondering, why the heck are we talking about sunscreen right now?
Well, it's because our episode today, we're talking about sunscreen.
And skin cancer.
Pew, pew, pew.
Sorry. Juice slurp something. Okay. So before we get into it, one article that I found was saying how skin cancer is actually the most frequently occurring cancer in white Caucasians, and they are associated with high rates of morbidity. So the major types of these cancers, there is, again, if I mispronounce this, my bad, but basal cell sarcoma and squamous cell sarcoma and melanoma. We'll kind of go more into the details about the different types of them.
I have some statistics.
I was gonna say, yeah, didn't you have, yeah.
Yeah.
Go for it.
So, skin cancer is not really a fun fact, but more of a scary fact. Scary fact. Skin cancer is the most common cancer in the world.
Oh.
And melanoma, so the one that, or melanoma, whatever, the one that you just mentioned, is the deadliest form of skin cancer. It is the seventh most common skin cancer, Melanoma is the seventh most common cancer in Canada.
Oh.
And furthermore, diagnosis rates in Canada have more than tripled over the past 30 years, which is a statistic reported by the Melanoma Network of Canada.
Do you know if there's any link to not wearing sunscreen because of that?
According to a recent report from Statistics Canada, only 45% of adults wearing sunscreen on their faces and 38% report... No, that's not a statistics related to what you were saying.
Okay, but that's still a cool fact, though. Like, you're saying only 40% wear sunscreen?
Yeah, 45% of adults wear sunscreen on their face and 38% report applying it all over their bodies.
I was going to relate back to it how it's actually UV radiation is proven to be a cause for these types of skin cancer, specifically for the common forms of the basal cell sarcoma and the squamate. Cell sarcoma, those often appear on the sun-exposed areas of skin. So like you were saying, how people don't wear, like, sunscreen, quite preventative if you were to wear sunscreen. And these forms of skin cancer are almost always curable, except for the melanoma, which is the one where when UV exposure leads to sunburn, and that's, like, plays a big role in developing melanoma, which is the most dangerous one, like you said.
Yeah.
It's because the UV rays actually damage the skin, which can alter a gene that suppresses the tumors, raising the risk of sun-damaged skin.
What's
cells.
The gene?
It's CDKN2A.
Oh, okay.
That's the gene, the main, like, germline thing. But P53 plays a role in it because it's a transcription factor
that helps
suppress or activate the gene.
Right.
Science.
I tried.
You tried.
I did.
I love it.
Thanks.
Okay. Anyway, so we have those three types of cancer.
Yeah.
You
know, one thing I'm curious about, Janooni. What I hear with the sunscreens, right? They got this SPF thing, right?
Yes.
Why are you slurping?
I'm sorry. I was literally like, this is going.
She's like yawning into it. Might as well yell.
SPF, you were saying.
Yeah, could you elaborate what that is? Because that's, like...
Oh, yes, yes,
pretty
yes.
integral to, like, sunscreen in general, right?
Yeah, so I remember a lot of us going... When we go buying sunscreen, you're like, mm-hmm. I'm just going to get the highest number because, you know, that works, right?
Right.
You're not wrong, mm-hmm. but you're also not right.
Oh, elaborate.
Okay, so SPF, let's just start with that.
If I could just, like, cut you off there, this is an example of why it really sucks that we don't have, like, visuals right now. Because your body is just, like, contorting as you were.
The hand gestures are going crazy.
Explaining, but anyways, continue.
Okay, so SPF stands for sun protection factor. And that is essentially a measure of how much solar energy, aka UV radiation, is required to produce sunburn on protected skin.
Mm-hmm.
Relative to the amount of solar energy required to produce sunburn. Did I just repeat myself? On unprotected skin. Sorry, protected skin versus unprotected skin. So there is, we know that. And then we know how there's been a lot of like discussion of like, oh, so should I get something higher than 30, something higher than 50? Like, how does that work?
Mm-hmm.
So, and sunscreen with SPF 30 will protect you from around like 96.7% of UVB rays. Mm-hmm. And I'll get into what UVB rays is versus UVA rays because there is a distinction between those two.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas SPF of 50 means protection from 98% of those rays. Anything really beyond SPF 50, it doesn't make much of a difference in the risk of like preventing sun damage. And there's no sunscreens out there that are actually 100%. So it's like, I'm pretty sure there's ones that are out there like 80 or like 60.
Yeah.
And they're like, what, $5 more?
Mm-hmm.
There's no point.
Yeah.
There's no advantage to it.
Mm-hmm. Save your money.
Save your money. And if you care about that like 1.3 difference between the SPF 30 versus the SPF 50, then like maybe spill a bit more money on that.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, there is not much of a difference. But again, anything higher than SPF 50, not going to do any difference.
Mm.
Now, there's also the added point of, maybe, okay, you know what, I'll talk about UV radiation before I get into the different types of sunscreen.
Okay.
Because I know I just mentioned UVB, but there's also UVA. So there are two types of UV light that are proven to contribute to the risk of skin cancer. So there's UVA, which has a longer wavelength, and this UV light is actually associated with skin aging, while UVB, which has a shorter wavelength, is actually associated with skin burning.
Mm-hmm.
So while they do affect the skin differently, they do still like both do harm, where unprotected exposure to UVA and UVB damages this DNA in the skin cells, producing genetic defects or mutations that can, of course, lead to skin cancer.
Fun fact about that.
Yes.
So because of the information that you just presented mm-hmm. there, as of 2012, Health Canada has made it mandatory that all sunscreens sold in Canada offer both UVA and UVB protection, also known as broad spectrum protection.
That one is, again, so the SPF that I mentioned, that is more connected to UVB.
Mm-hmm.
So on labels of sunscreen products, you see that's telling you how much the sun's radiation would take to redden your skin
mm-hmm.
when using the product compared to the time without the sunscreen. While UVA is actually connected to the broad spectrum protection you're talking about that you see on the labels of the sunscreen products. So mm-hmm. early sunscreens only protected your skin from UVB rays, mm-hmm. right? So that's why recently they had to, not recently, like 2012,
yeah.
but they had to change all of that because it was only understood how dangerous UVA, because it wasn't understood well how dangerous UVA rays were. Mm-hmm. So then they started adding these ingredients to help protect from UVB and UVA.
Hmm.
But the big difference between them. So, okay, there's the whole how UVB intensity fluctuates. So while the sun rays are strongest and pose the highest risk, late morning to mid-afternoon. You hear that, guys? Late morning.
It says from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's particularly dangerous between noon to 12.
Yep. Be careful. Canada. So this is for Canadian folks.
Yeah.
From spring to fall, too, you must consider, not just in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
So UVB rays can actually damage your skin year-round, especially at high altitudes or on reflective surfaces like snow.
You didn't say winter there.
I said year-round.
There you go.
I said year round. So UVB rays can be filtered And they don't penetrate glass. Mm-hmm. While UVA rays cause tanning. So, you know how everyone gets tanned and it's like, mm-hmm. yeah, like there's a safe way. There's no safe way.
No, there's tanning. Not.
There's no way. There, as much as we love to.
That should be the tagline of the episode in the description. There's no safe way to tan.
No safe.
Period.
Yeah. References. Thank you. That's the video.
Yep.
Okay, bye guys.
Anyways.
So what's interesting is that for most tanning beds, UVA radiation is the main type of light used. Mm-hmm. And while it is less intense than UVB, it penetrates the skin even more deeply, and this causes the genetic damages to the cells that we know that leads to the premature aging and skin cancer. Mm-hmm. And UVA accounts for up to 95% of the UV radiation reaching the earth, while UVB is 5%. And UVA can penetrate windows and cloud cover.
Did you know?
No. Did you know?
I keep coming in with like that. Let me find it. Give it a second. Wait. Okay, we can restart it here. Speaking of windows, did you know, in fact, a 2016 paper found that car side windows only block an average of 71% of UVA rays, which the study author said could potentially explain the increased rates in cataracts, left side facial cancers as well, because like the window, like it's not blocked all, yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
And UV, the radiation also can cause eye damage,
yeah.
including cataracts and eyelid yeah. cancers. Oh, that's what I'm always wondering. I'm like, okay, so I don't, like, in the summertime, I try to avoid the sun. Mm-hmm. Because I don't like getting any more tan than I'm already am. Mm-hmm. So, even if we go outside, whatever, I try to stay in the shade. But then I'm always thinking, I'm like, I'm never outside in direct sunlight.
Yeah.
But I'm always driving.
Yeah.
And there are windows in my car. Mm-hmm. They are not tinted in any manner.
Yeah. They are completely see-through.
You can see everything. The facial expressions I make when I'm eating my junior chicken. The hash browns, everything.
Did I ever mention the story about, like, the Tim Hortons drive-thru?
No.
This is an unrelated story. Do we have time to share it?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so speaking of, like, being see-through yeah. through a window. So a little while ago, Dahlia and I went to Tim Hortons.
Okay.
We went through the drive-thru because, like, we were hungry. We wanted something to eat.
Yeah.
We pull into the drive-thru, and, like, a song comes on. And keep in mind, there's also a lot of people in front of us and behind us.
Yeah.
Right? It's a very big lineup. A song called Tiny Boy by Vaughn comes on. It is a bop. Like, you start grooving. Anyway, so speaking of windows being completely see-through, so we start going, the song comes on, we start doing the wave. Like, we're vibing in the car. We start doing the wave for at least, like, 3 to 4 minutes.
Okay.
We're doing it so long, we didn't even realize we passed the ordering, like, little...
the speaker thing?
Yep, and the funny thing is, like, we probably, like, passed right through it, windows were pulled up. The poor girl at the window was probably trying to speak to us through, like, the little, like, speaker thing. And we just kept
doing the wave.
And the thing is, too, they have cameras, right? That's how they know, like, people
yeah.
Roll up. So they probably just saw us doing it. Idiots. But anyways, that's the story about being see-through through the drive window.
Moral of the story, you are not hidden from doing the wave, mm-hmm. nor UVA.
No, you're not.
Rays.
That's it. But anyway, sorry.
But yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, I mean, that's the same thing. Like,
yeah.
The windows, they don't do much. And mm-hmm. you may think, like, direct sunlight, but it can't. The yeah. UVAs can go through.
It's so, like, I remember when I was younger, too, if I put my arm on the window long enough or I just fall asleep on
yeah.
it, like, that side of my body gets tanned and the other doesn't.
Oh, like, even when you're wearing clothes, too,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
It's crazy out here. But, yeah, so I kind of went into the UV radiation, kind of fun facts, interesting facts,
mm-hmm.
important facts
yeah.
of what these can do.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the main difference is that UVB doesn't penetrate as deeply as UVA, but it can still cause damage on the top layers of your skin. I was going to say, I can go into the types of sunscreen.
The mineral versus the whatever?
Yeah, because so we talked about SPF, right? And mm-hmm. we know that now in Canada, at least, most of the sunscreen...
Or all of them, the sunscreen. After 2012.
After 2012, now protect you from UVA and UVB.
Broad spectrum.
Broad spectrum. But okay, so there's one difference where, so there is two types of sunscreen. I don't know if my fellow listeners have been on TikTok during the summer and they were kind of going crazy over mineral versus titanium. Chemical. Or yeah, titanium, zinc, oxide. What does any of this mean? Let's be real. I didn't know until today.
Hiram's the one that told me about it.
I was going to say Hiram.
Yeah.
Was it skincare by Hiram?
Yeah.
Sponsor us.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember like listening, I mean like watching those TikToks and I was like so confused. And there's like the whole like white cast thing, especially for us fellow...
Brown folk.
People of color.
People of color, yeah.
So the difference is, okay, so sunscreen is usually a compound that uses agents to block, deflect, or reflect the sun's rays. And with the two types, so there's chemical sunscreens, which uses up to like a dozen ingredients that are absorbed in the top layer of the skin. They react with the skin to absorb the UV rays and convert them into energy before they can harm the skin. They aren't as thick as the physical ones, also known as the mineral ones. So they are often used in sunscreens specifically made for the face, as well as those found in the spray bottles. Since chemical sunscreens need to be absorbed into the skin, they must be applied at least 20 to 30 minutes before heading outdoors. Yeah. While physical sunscreens, also known, sometimes called natural or mineral sunscreens, include two ingredients, so zinc oxide and titanium dioxide. And together, these ingredients actually just sit on top of the skin and they deflect or reflect the sun's rays. You can really think of the type of sunscreen like a shield, essentially, while chemical sunscreens are more like absorbed into the skin. But they both work to protect you from UVA and UVB. And the only difference, again, I guess, is the texture of it, where the physical sunscreens are more thicker and they cause the white cast. But there was one of, there was this one article where it kind of said how chemical sunscreen really just protects against UVB more. The burning rays, rather the mineral sunscreen, so the physical sunscreen is much better at blocking UVA.
I think the main comparison that I personally identify, because I think both of them can be like broad spectrum.
They are both, still, like, yeah, but one's just like a little better than the other, yeah.
Yeah, I think another thing that I found was that obviously like it's important to speak to a dermatologist when like looking into sunscreens and like whether or not they cause skin irritation for you. But, like, if you're someone with sensitive skin, physical sunscreens are typically less likely to cause skin irritation than chemical sunscreens. So that could also be another factor in addition to looking at cast or, like, whatever else you're looking for.
Like, sensitivity and stuff. But those with darker sunscreens might want to go for a chemical sunscreen. But you know what? Here's when it comes to me, okay?
Yeah, okay.
We're going to make this all about me now.
Sure.
Okay.
When is it not?
When is it not? Exactly. Yeah. This podcast is just about me.
Yeah. Change the name.
Bika Bro, Bika Januni.
Yeah.
That's it. We'll work on that.
Yeah.
So, I am a woman of color. We can agree. I also have sensitive skin.
As do I. Yeah. I feel you.
Which one do I use? Which one do I give up? Sensitivity? White cast.
I mean, the white cast normally doesn't last, like, that long. Like, doesn't it not? Like, after a little while, it sort of... Like,
sometimes it just stays there, right? Like, it depends. Because I know, like, especially in the summer when I get a bit more darker, like, you can see the white cast. And it takes, like, maybe an hour or two for it to, like, really absorb. But at that point, it's because it's, like, wiped away.
Right.
Because the sun rays are, like, degrading the sunscreen. That's why do we apply after 2 hours. But, yeah, that's really my experience with sunscreen. I mean, growing up, do you remember, like, the banana boat one?
Yeah.
It smelled so good. But it felt so sticky.
Yeah. I'm glad you said it smelled good, because I'm not the only... It smelled really good.
It
generally does smell good.
And I would make my mom buy that one, even though it's, like, maybe a bit more expensive than the other ones.
Yeah. It smells like summer. Like, it does. I think whenever I smell it, it's like...
We should just spraying it in the house.
It should be the air freshener.
It should be the air freshener. It should be an air freshener smell, you know?
Put it on the windows.
Yeah.
You know, protect that broad spectrum whatever.
You're right. I don't think it works like that, but...
The windows will be protected from the UV.
You're right.
Sure.
Okay. Do you have anything else to add?
Not particularly. You touched upon a lot of what I had pulled up.
Oh, so. Lovely.
Yeah. Do you have anything to add?
I spewed all I knew.
Well, there was 20 minutes worth of content and a couple minutes worth of pauses, but that's okay.
It's okay. There was even a moment of you talking about the wave, but that is great. Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Beaker Bros.
And stay tuned for our next episode.
Bye.
Bye.